Hey everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day. I hope everybody's having a fabulous Wednesday evening. So tonight I want to talk about feeding the positivity and becoming aware of our thoughts. Our thoughts turn into words and our words turn into actions. And everything affects everything. We are all connected. We are all made of matter. And all that matter is made of energy. Energy keeps flowing no matter what we do. So pick the positive side of life and hopefully it will become a positive, bright, sunny side of life for you and everybody around you, which in turn, if everybody does that, we can make this world an amazing, even more awesome, magical place than it already is, and we can actually sustain it. Remember, you beget what you beget. If you feed the positive and you keep feeding the positive, eventually the positive will feed you back in return. For example, instead of saying, I don't think I can do that, try saying, I think I'm going to try that. I'm going to try and challenge myself and see what happens. When you say, I don't think, ... or whatever it is, you've already planted a seed of limiting yourself and saying that you can't do something, that you don't do something. You've already put yourself in a box of not being able to do something. It's simple things like that, of changing your vocabulary towards yourself, that helps feed the positivity. Feed the positivity and will it continue to grow? Feed the negative, it will continue to grow. So feed the positive, starve the hate. When someone comes at you with a negative vibration, don't encourage it. Don't keep feeding it. Stunt it where it is. Respond with a positive outlook, a positive vibration. That is how change is made. Change is changing. You have to change the way you act and react to things. Just because something is different than you does not mean it is a scary thing. It is just different. The definition of difference is not the same. You have to be aware of the thoughts that you are thinking in order to be aware of being aware. Change your negatives into positives. Positivity, just like negativity, takes practice. Just like everything else, practice makes perfect. You have to practice everything. I practice being positive every single day, and I would rather be positive than be negative. I want to reverberate positivity, rainbows, sunshines, and lollipops. You know, I don't want to spread hate. I don't see any use in hate. Positivity is amazing. It can create opportunities for you and everybody else. I'm spreading this awareness because I want everybody to do well, to have an amazing life, to be able to be the best version of themselves they can possibly be. I don't see why we can't. And I meant to say, I don't see why we can't. I don't see why we can't be the best version of ourselves. We should be the best version of ourselves. What's wrong with that? If we're the best version of ourselves, we can be hopeful to be the best versions of ourselves for other people and making them see that they can be the best version of themselves, which in returns reflects in every part of our lives. It reverberates. We are like pebbles in a pond, and no matter how we're thrown, our vibrations are still going to have an effect. Because like I said, everything affects everything else. Feed the positivity. I'm going to keep saying it over and over. The more you feed the positivity, the bigger it gets. Every interaction you have matters. All the small things matter. Every little bit counts. That interaction you have with the cashier, the grocery store, the bodega, that matters. If you say hi to them and validate their humanity, that in turn is going to reverberate in them, whether they're conscious of it or not. And the next interaction they have might have been changed because of the way you interacted with them. Be the change you want in the world. If you want lots of hate in the world, I don't understand why you'd want that. but positivity, be the positive in the world that you want to see. I am. I shine bright. I'm positive, but I'm also genuine. I'm not fake about it. It's truly who I am. It's not something that I fake. Your words are your actions. It's all connected. You have to build yourself up with positivity by saying, I am beautiful. I am unique. I have a lot to offer. Whatever it is that you have to offer this world or yourself or other people around you, hold on to that. Build it. Feed that. It'll grow. The more you feed the positivity, the bigger it will get. The same with negativity. The more you feed it, the bigger it gets. This world does not need more negativity. It needs more positivity. Do not be afraid to shine bright. Do not diminish your shine just because someone says that you're being too positive and that it's out of character and it's not allowed and it shouldn't be. That's just ridiculous. I think that we should all shine bright. We should all find a way of being happy. We have that power. It's inside of us. We have that power to change our thoughts. We have the power to change the world for a bigger, better place. And we need it more now than ever with everything that's going on in the world. Grab on to the positivity. I Care Bear stare every day. I look heat in the eye and challenge it. I challenge you to Care Bear stare. Care Bear stare with all your might. It sounds preposterous and ridiculous, but it makes a difference. It makes me happy. Believe that you can. You have to believe it to achieve it. I believe that my positivity will make a difference, and I believe that your positivity will make a difference. One thing that I like to do when I get caught up in a moment and I'm not sure what to do is I breathe. So first, take a deep breath in. Let it out. Take another deep breath in. Let it out. Take another deep breath in. Let it out. Taking those three deep breaths help recenter yourself. It helps you think before you react. Breathe before you react negatively to someone because they reacted negatively towards you. Stop the negativity. Spread the love. Spread the joy. Stop feeding the hate. Feed the positivity instead. The definition of insanity is doing the same things over, expecting different results. So, for me, I sat on the couch for many years, binge watching Netflix and eating pints of ice cream and eating bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos, thinking that I was going to become a supermodel. When those were not the steps to becoming a supermodel. I'm still not a supermodel, but I'm closer to that if I wanted to be. My point is, if you think one thing and do the opposite, neither thing is usually going to happen. It's going to counteract it. So if you want to run, start running. Don't just think it. Do it. Thinking it encourages your body to start doing it and encourages yourself to start doing it, whatever it is you want to do it. So think it. Think it. Be aware of it. Do it. Act upon it. Feed the positivity, feed the love, feed the joy inside of you, feed your good side. It's okay to feed your good side. Everybody, for some reason, thinks it's bad to be positive, and it's actually positive to be positive. And I am not remorseful for that. I'm not apologetic for that. If you see me on the streets, if you interact with me, my positivity and sunshininess is pure and genuine. I don't fake it. It's not something that I can fake. That comes from a genuine place. And that's the thing, is you have to believe in what you're doing, no matter what it is. Passion and belief are very, very almost one and the same, because my passion and my belief are very much connected, because everything else is connected. feed the positive, love yourself, tell it yourself that you're an amazing individual. Positivity can make this world an amazing place. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, anything you wanted me to talk about, I would love to hear your ideas. I think collaboration would be an amazing thing. We can't make this world better solo. We can only make this world better together. So embrace your neighbor, embrace yourself, make a stance, make a difference. Don't just do something because someone tells you to do something. Do something because you want to, because you have a conscious decision and a conscious effort to do so. Be the change. Walk your walk and talk your talk instead of just talking your talk or just walking your walk. Starting is actually starting instead of just talking about it. Start becoming aware of your thoughts towards yourself. Embrace all of yourself. That way, you can embrace everything. Until next time, folks, this is Sunshiny Day. You have to believe it to achieve it, and it will come true. Until next time.